Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Empowerment Place Ministries. This is your host, Apostle Valerie Burrell. Grateful to have with us again this week, Minister Angelo Goshen. My brother, my friend, my son. Amen. We're so excited that you're here and ready to release a word. Where's your beautiful wife? Give her my love. And my baby, your handsome son, give them my love on tonight. But we're ready to hear what God has to say to you and through you regarding the reality check. So I turn it over to you now. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you again, Valerie and your husband, Benny, for having me on. It's always an honor to be able to fellowship with one another and to just love on one another and have a personal relationship with people and just kind of make things flow and you build relationships and you continue to grow together. And I just want to thank y'all for allowing me to speak and give God's word. They're not my words, that's for sure. It's always God. I let him use me and have his way, and when it goes that way, it's the best. I've learned to stop trying to speak for him and just let him use me to speak. And so he gave me this word, and I was so excited about it. I was telling my wife, Sharon, that I was looking forward to this one. It's called Reality Check. And when I first got this topic, I was like, reality check, what is that going to be, you know? and he just gave it to me, and so I'm going to give it to you as he gave it to me, and will continue to speak to me as we go through this, and hopefully it opens some eyes and some hearts and some minds, and hopefully we have some good dialogue, and it bless someone else, because just going through and actually studying up on it, and it blessed me. So here we go. So this is reality check, and I was thinking, I was reflecting back when I was growing up, and we used to always say, oh, that's a reality check, you know, something bad happens to you, or somebody say you got what you deserve because you was doing something that you were told not to do, or you knew you shouldn't have been doing, and something happens, and that's what you get, that's your reality check. So, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. And so sometimes even as a parent, we'll say to our child, our children, you know, that after something happens, such as they do bad on an exam that they didn't study for, or having to pay a bill, something that for the first time that they normally don't have to pay. And so once you start giving them more responsibility in these things, and it's like, oh, that's a reality check for you, you know, and they think about like, wait a minute, reality check. But reality checks don't always have to be negative, because if you study for that test and you pass, that's also a reality check. Oh, if I study, if I put forth the effort, if I do the work, then it's better. My grade is better. Not saying you make 100, but you might make a B, but it's better than an F or a D or a C. And so that's a reality check. And so every time, you know, someone hits you with something good, that can be a reality check as well. It doesn't always have to be a negative or something bad. And as adults, we have responsibilities. And sometimes, even as adults, we have to get hit with a reality check, especially when we're undisciplined or we're immature or and sometimes selfish. As an adult, when you have a boss, a supervisor, a manager, et cetera, that's telling you, you know, I need this done by this time, so they give you a deadline, so you have to have discipline to do it. And if you don't do it, you reprimand it, right? So you might get written up or in worst case scenario, terminated. So, and then, okay, that's a reality check. Okay, I need to do what they asked me to do in a timely manner so I can, A, have my job, B, you know, be a responsible adult. Because 9 times out of 10, you don't want those kind of reality checks. And then, like I said, it doesn't always have to be something negative. Okay, so if you can get that promotion, if you turn your stuff in, you make deadlines or turn stuff in before the deadline, and it's what they ask for and it's good, that reality check is, wow, I got a promotion and I've only been here X amount of time, might not have been there long at all, but you doing what you're supposed to do, you made an impact when you came through the door on that job. So reality is, okay, you can be promoted in a short amount of time because you're doing with, or you're going above and doing things that's above what we're asking of you. So we want to promote you. So that I went through that to say as a kid, you know, you kind of see it, school, grades, or whatever. And that's adults too, because adults go to college and still have to study and take tests and all that stuff. And adults and some teenagers have jobs and stuff. So it's interchangeable. But in the grand scheme of things, most adults have to work all the time. And most teenagers are taking tests and getting ready for college and all of that thing. So that's why I just use those examples for those. But that doesn't apply. Like I said, they're interchangeable. However, you have to be mentally prepared to go through life and be responsible for the things. It's a reality check. And if you're not responsible, it's a reality check. Okay, you got the good reality check, you got the bad reality check. So positive and negative. I was reading a scripture, so Romans chapter 3, verse 23 and 24. It's, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And so I was thinking about sin. And so reality check from the Lord is what I want to talk about. So when God has to give us a reality check, what is our response to it? Because every time God gives us a reality check, it's not a good reality check. We have goals and for the most part, and we have things that we want to accomplish as adults in life. It could be short term, long term, whatever. But it's something that you want to accomplish, something that you want to achieve in X amount of time. And sometimes those are personal goals that we want to achieve. But what if it's not what God wants for you? Well, then there's a conflict. But guess what? It's God. So what do you do? There's not a lot you can do. Because if that's why he tells us to pray without ceasing. When you pray and you ask God for guidance and to be a light on your path and to show you what he has in store for you, what he's wanting you to do, because we're all here for a purpose, and we all have something to give to the kingdom. No one should be jealous or envy anyone, because God has given us all gifts. We all have talents. We all can do something for the kingdom. We all can do something for each other in the natural realm and in the spiritual realm. We can live a life so people can see that, okay, God is real. They're living that life. They're walking in that truth, and I want to see what that life is like. So you might, just by you doing the right thing, a reality check for someone else, be like, oh, I see how God is blessing them. And at the same time, you have to remember this. Just because you're a Christian and just because you're saved doesn't mean that every day is going to be a great day. We have shortcomings. We have down days, and we have things that challenge us. We have obstacles, and in order to continue to get through those things, we must pray and be humble and attack every day like it's our last, because we don't know the day nor the hour, and so we don't really have time to waste. And the reality is, no one knows the day. And so you have to be mindful of the time that God has allowed us to be here. That's a reality check from the Lord. You don't know. You don't know. It could be get off this radio and not wake up. That's a reality check. So you don't have the time that you think you have. So God, we're stewards over some things on this earth, but that means we don't own it, but we just try to help along. We're steward over our children. So we're stewards, but we don't own them, because they belong to God, and we belong to God. And so we have to always be mindful of that and not try to do things on our own accord, because we can't do anything without the Lord. And I know a lot of us think that we do things. Oh, I have a degree. Oh, I do this. I go to work. I make money and pay my bills, and I put food on the table, I put clothes on my back, and then you completely forget that, no, that's still God's grace and mercy that's allowing you to do that. It was his grace and mercy that allowed you to go to school. His grace and mercy allowed you to have that job and that car and to make money to put food on your table and clothes on your back. That's a reality check from the Lord. And so how it becomes more of a reality check, because when he takes those things away from you, then who do you turn to? And most of us know this. The first thing that comes out of somebody's mouth when it's going through something is, oh, God, or why, God? Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. But you understand those things when everything is good. So now you're calling them when things aren't going in your favor. So that's a reality check. And God's reality checks are very, very, very forthcoming. you know what he's trying to do, because a lot of times God is speaking to us and through us, and we just have to listen. Stop trying to do things and not reference God in that, because he is everything. He allows us to do the things that we do. And so we must always be mindful of when things are good, still give God thanks, still praise, still, because there's going to be a time when it's not so good. But if you already have that relationship and you're already solidified in your walk with the Lord, then when those hard times come, you know that it's just a season, it'll pass. But if you don't have that to lean on, and we see this in the news all the time, it's the crime rates and these things, these reality checks. Okay, I'm trying to do it on my own, and then I can't handle when something doesn't go my way, and then I'm doing something I had no business doing because I don't have that foundation to keep me going and let me know that, okay, I might fall today, but I know God will keep me going, so I'm just going to get right back up. And it's not a perfect walk. There's no perfect being. That's impossible to be, so we shouldn't try. All we should try to do is be the best versions of ourselves for Christ every day, because we have to understand that we're not Christ, and we're all going to sin, and we're going to do things. But the difference is do you willfully go out and do those things? There's a big difference. Like eating too much, you might accidentally, something's good to you, or it's the holidays, and you're eating, and you're not trying to eat too much. Then when you eat too much, what happens? Reality check. Your eyes are too big for your stomach, so then your stomach is hurting, and you're lying around and can't get comfortable, and got to unbutton your pants or whatever to get comfortable because you've done too much, and that's a reality check, just the food. But it's also, if you want to call it quote-unquote gluttony, well, then you ate too much, okay? But you didn't knowingly, you didn't just go and say, oh, I'm going to eat too much, and I'm just gonna, some people do, but you get what I'm saying for the most part. We don't just seek out to cause pain from eating too much. But if you get up and you go out and you willfully doing something like cheating on your spouse or going to rob somebody or steal or kill, and you know you got up with that on your mind, that was on your agenda, that was your purpose, there's a big difference in willfully sinning and not. And so we have to be mindful, because as Christians, sometimes it's a slippery slope, because we find ourselves battling things that we shouldn't have to battle. It's a fight, but we shouldn't be fighting that, because this is the thing. You have to always remember that we can't put you in heaven or hell. We're just man. All of us are equal. I'm just a man, and these are women. So you have men and women, boys and girls, but none of us can say, oh, you're going to heaven, oh, you're going to hell. But we can tell you that we try to live right, because the Bible tells us there is a heaven and there is a hell. And those who accept Jesus Christ and be baptized and repent and all of these things, well, then you know that you're trending in a positive and in a great direction. And those of you who aren't, that doesn't mean that you can't. Because sometimes I think as Christians, we become judgmental, and that pushes people away. We shouldn't be saying, well, if you don't do X, Y, and Z, well, you're going to hell. That's not our place. That's a reality check. That's not. God didn't ask us to condemn anyone or send anyone to heaven or hell. That's not our place. So the reality is all we do is live the life, and we show them that they can have the same life. And when those hard times do come, they can overcome easier because they have Lord, and they've never lost the Lord. Even when they were doing good, they still had him. And so when the bad times come, they still have him. So they're not searching for him because he's always there. Okay, but he's always there for the people who don't know him also. The only difference is they don't know how to reach him, because maybe they didn't learn how to pray, or maybe they don't know how to pray. And so we have to be mindful of what we're showing and what we're doing and what we're, as a Christian, we have a responsibility to help. So the reality of that is God has called us to be his vessels. He uses man. Throughout the Bible, of course, it's Jesus, it's God. He can do everything himself. But in the entire Bible, he used a man to carry out a lot of things for him. Throughout the whole entire Bible, cover to cover, he uses a man to do things. So obviously, and then we know that a woman gave birth to Jesus. And so we know that we're all fully capable of doing things for the Lord. So, but are we responsible enough to carry out our missions? And if you don't know why you're here and what you're doing, it's best to seek, ask questions. No one has all the answers, but if you don't ask any questions, you'll never get a answer. Just start with one answer and then just keep asking questions, asking, well, how do I figure out why I'm here? These are just reality checks. Just because you're saying one thing but living another way, that's a reality check. You can't say I'm Christian, but you're doing everything except for what Christians do. And then, and that's why it's where you can't be Christian and telling people, well, you know, you're not going to make it in, because that's turning people away. You have to, like I said, you have to always be mindful of what and how and why you're doing things. If it's leading someone away from the Lord, then you know you shouldn't be doing that. Everything that with Christ, there's no sorrow with it. If you're doing something with the Lord, then you feel good. And even when things go bad, this is how wonderful the Lord is. Even when things are bad, but your faith is there, even the bad isn't as bad as it would have been if you didn't have the Lord. And that's tried and true. Even on your worst days, you're still good because you have that faith and you believe in the Lord, not yourself. Not your spouse, not your kids, not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, since you believe in the Lord. And so you have that faith, and that faith is something that's unwavering. You carry it. Sometimes you might not have as much faith in something, but you have faith in general. But we have to get to the point. The reality is we have to get to the point to where we just have that faith and we believe in God with all our hearts through any obstacle, through anything that opposes us, because you can't operate in fear, because that's not of the Lord. Don't have fear. And something else that stood out to me as I was going through this is money. You can have all the money in the world. Money can't save you. Your mom can't save you. Dad, brother, sister, they cannot save you. When God wants your attention, he will get it. So it's best to listen and take heed. He gives us all warnings and he gives us all directions, and when God has to give you a reality check, sometimes it's not too good. It doesn't feel good, and only he can pull you out of it. Like I said, no one else can. You can be married in the household with this person, and if God wants to isolate you, a husband or a wife, if he wants to get that wife's attention, he's going to get her attention, and it won't even affect the household. It won't affect the husband or the kids, and vice versa. If you want to get that husband's attention, it won't affect the wife or the kids. That's God. Only God can do those things. But you have to take heed. That's a reality check. When he's pulling for you to do something for him, you have to understand that he's going to get your attention. And like I said, that's a reality check. Matthew 18:15 says, moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. So what that's saying is, and we've all been guilty of this, it says if you have a fault against somebody, against your brother, then you go to him and him alone. But how many of us has had a fault in someone and we went and told everybody but that person? We talk about them to this person, anybody who would listen, and we telling them, oh, he did such and such, she did such and such. And we never even tell him or her. We tell everybody else but the person. But the Bible told us to go to them and them alone. So that alone, reality check. What message are you sending? If we can't go to the person that offended us, and you don't have to go to somebody in anger because you feel like they've done you wrong. Sometimes just a simple conversation with people. It doesn't always go. I'm not saying every time you talk to somebody, they're going to receive it and try to change, because some people are harder than others. But you have to at least go to them and let them know, hey, I didn't like when you said such and such. I didn't like how you handled this situation. I didn't like when you yelled at me. I didn't like when you scolded me in front of somebody else. Like, you have to go to that person and let them know what they've done to you. Because the reality is, sometimes it makes it worse going to tell everybody else. Because by the time it gets to that person, because eventually they'll hear about it, the story's been changed so many times, and it might have been something as simple as, I wish he would have wiped the seat off before he left work. Something that simple. Wipe the desk off before he left work. That simple. But by the time you get back to him, it's, oh, he don't do this or she don't do that. This, and now it's a whole lot. And now you have a beef with someone that you could have just went to and said, hey, will you make sure you clean the desk off before you leave? And it'd been the end of it. So I'm pretty sure, I know I've done that before. Tell everybody except for the person that I was upset with. And so once God came into my life or into my heart, I changed that. So now I don't have a problem with going to whoever's offended me, which I haven't had a lot of that going on, thank the Lord. But if I do, I know that I can go to that person that's causing that, because in your reality, I'm trying to please God and not man, and I want God to be pleased with me. And so you have to be mindful of how you handle situations. And understand that there's no sin greater than the next sin. So we have to not be judgmental and tell and condemn people, because God didn't call us to be judges of souls. So that's the reality check.
Amen. 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 You know, I was listening to you, and I had a gun over here loaded. I was ready to shoot back. And I said, no, let him finish. But you said real life things, in that, you know, there's a way to handle situations. And I like that scripture you brought up about having an art. And it is a reality check. It's something that we have to attend to. But one thing that I'm learning, Angelo, and you, I'm sure, are as well, that when you serve as a leader, And you're acknowledged as a leader, there are times that the reality is, I can't tell you what to do, but if I'm being used of God and I see you in error, I have to at least let you know that right there is not God.
That's not God. That's it. You have to. That's a responsibility. Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, sometimes the reality is, for all of us, it's not going to always be comfortable to be who it is that God has called you to be. It's not going to always seem practical to do what it is that the Spirit of God is saying for you to do. But at the end of the day, it's our responsibility, because we are who we say we are, to fulfill purpose according to what the Spirit of God is leading. And that's why I love this reality check, because it's not comfortable getting checked. It's not comfortable always acknowledging our reality in any given moment, mm-hmm. whether we're dealing with situations of our past, dealing with the things that are in our present moment, or foreseeing the things that are to come. When they are a part of our reality, we have to make sure that we're being intentional according to the leading of the Spirit of God. And if it's going to be uncomfortable, then God, hey, then that's what it is.
Exactly.
But the thing is, he says, because I love you, I'm going to chasten you. That's what the word tells us in Hebrews 12:6. He says, because the Lord disciplines the one he loves, and he chastens everybody he accepts as his son. Because we're being accepted, because we are the righteousness of God, because we are heirs and joint heirs with Christ, sometimes we're going to have to get that tough love from him, because he cares.
Mm-hmm.
He calls us son. He calls us daughter. We've got to be able to receive that as a part of the reality check and becoming who God would have us be. I ain't get on here to preach after you, son. I'm just shut up.
No, that's good.
God.
I told you I was excited. I was excited about that. It's like, wow.
Yeah. And so you're somebody that may be listening right now. You're dealing with a situation in your life. You're actually dealing with your reality. And in dealing with your reality, it's checking you. It's causing you to see the truth about not just your relationship with Christ. It's causing you to get checked on how you see yourself. It's causing you to be checked on how you see other people. It's causing you to be checked about what's coming out of your mouth. The word says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Are you speaking those things according to what the Spirit of God is saying, or are you speaking these things based on your emotions, based on your mindset? Are you living in an outdated paradigm, and because of it, your reality is being checked?
Mm-hmm.
If that's you, you're in the right place. You're in the right place tonight, because the Spirit of God wants to visit you right where you are and aid in realigning you according to God's purpose for your life. You don't have to walk around aimless. You don't have to walk around wandering. You don't have to walk around guilty. Because Jesus paid the price on Calvary's cross that we be free. He said, who the Son sets free is free indeed. You don't have to worry about this reality. You don't have to allow it to burden you down and cause you to be cumbered. You don't have to do that anymore. You can let that thing go and trust God that as you move forward now in purpose, you do it according to His will. You do it according to His plan. You do it according to His intent for your life, being led by the Spirit of God and not by flesh. That's a lot of times when that reality check is a sting to us, because we know that we're dealing with consequences based on our own behaviors, that we're not led by God. Mm-hmm. So we thank you. Again. Thank you, Minister Angelo.
You're welcome. Thanks
you.
Again for having me. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you for that reality check. Listeners, I pray that you were blessed. Angela will be with us for several more months on the second Sunday of each month. He'll be with us sharing a word from the Lord as the Spirit of God leads. You can find Angelo, you know. Oh, let me not do that. He's on Facebook. Contact information is there. Find him, Angela Goshen. Find him, powerful man of God, powerful man, period. And just reach out to him. If you got questions or comments, I'm certain that he'll be willing to share with you as the Spirit of God leads. We invite you to join us again next week, where our guests will be Pastor Darrell and Prophet Kendall Harris, Empowerment Place Ministries, Chesterfield. They will be our guests on next week. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Coach's Keys as we talk about season changes. At the Empowerment Place, always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself, but once you are empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. That's our reality, and we don't want the Spirit of God to have to check us because we didn't handle His business. Amen?
Amen.
You want to pray us out, Minister Goshen?
I sure will. Heavenly Father, first we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for using us, Lord, as you see fit, Lord. Let us continue to carry the torch for you, Lord. Let us be the light. Let us shine, Lord, in the way that you shine upon us, Lord. Let that light glow. Lord, we just want to say thank you for trusting us, Lord, to bring forth your word, Lord, and try to get people to see that through you, Lord, life is great. Life is wonderful. There is no better way, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, for protecting us throughout this day, Lord. And we want to ask you to protect us throughout this night, Lord. And if whoever is across this world listening, Lord, we just want to say, Lord, be with them, Lord. Continue to strengthen them, Lord, as they go on their journeys and discover their purpose, Lord, and why they're here, Lord, and so they can walk into their destiny, Lord. Continue to be with us all, Lord, as we try to figure out why, the how, the winds, Lord, and let us be very, very cautious in our actions, Lord, so we can not deter people, Lord, but bring people towards you, Lord, and show them, Lord, that you can live in this world, Lord, and not be of this world, Lord. And we just want to say thank you for Valerie and Benny for this station, for this platform, for your word to go forth for us so people can hear and receive your word, Lord. And we just want to thank you for our family, our friends, our loved ones, our neighbors, our work co-workers, Lord, and just continue to be with them, Lord. And those of who are lost, Lord, continue to work with them, Lord, and bring them closer to you, Lord, so they can see that you are tried and true, Lord, and you will never fail them, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We count it done in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you all. We love you.